Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for the kind invitation to this very interesting conference. And I am happy that I can speak about my results of archaeological analysis. I can speak not free, and I want to my prepared text present for you. The early medieval archaeology of the Carpathian Basin offers excellent case studies for the examination of and separation of the many identities of the local population and the newcomers settling in the region. In many cases, however, even traditional archaeological analysis is lacking in the application of modern scientific analysis is still in its infancy in Hungary. A few decades ago, ethnic identity was conceptualized through archaeological artifacts, and most archaeologists were content to immerse themselves in formal and chronological analysis. This approach in the method led to the birth of handbuckles, Lombard brooches, Avar drinking horns, and Hungarian purse plates, despite the fact that the distribution of these artifacts rarely coincided with any cultural or assumed ethnic boundaries. Identity is essentially a situational construct, and in identical material culture in a particular region can easily conceal individuals with a differing ethnic and cultural backgrounds. According to the conventional view, the ethnic and cultural identity of a community is better expressed by the spiritual culture. You can see some amulets representing the beliefs, Volksglaube in the Carpathian Basin, Eurasian steppe nomad bone amulets are distributed till Siberia and till Altai Gebiet, and early Christian amulets, early Christian clothing clip, or German Brachttheater in this period in Carpathian Basin. Not only amulets representing spiritual culture, but burial custom is very important for beliefs in this period. We know that these customs and mental constructs earlier believed to be extremely conservative change at the least as dynamically as society. One of the tasks of archaeology is to identify the factors precipitating to changes. As a result, research now tends to concentrate a local identity rather than regional identity, and the individual is in the focus of more recent studies. The archaeology of the individuals is one of the great challenges of current ARC research. We must admit that certain facets of an individual's or a community's identity can be explored using conventional archaeological methods, and that we are unable to precisely determine which of an individual social role is displayed and emphasized during the funeral and in the burial itself, mother, father, young, old, rich, poor, soldier, magistrate, etc. Postmodern critique has thus challenged and relativized and conventional concept of the role played by the artifacts and funerary customs in molding identity, and has raised the point whether funerary displays expresses the identity and wishes of the individual or of the community. We must acknowledge that this postmodern critique destruction was inevitable, but at the same time, we should also be aware of the fact that we must search for new explanations and construct new models. It is a truism of our discipline that at times when traditional archaeological analytical methods and interpretative frameworks appear to become exhausted, we turn to the natural science for support. As regards to the archaeology of individuals, new advances in molecular biology have opened existing new perspectives for interpretation through DNA, strontium isotope, and trace elements analysis. Physical anthropology too has much to contribute. The new analytical procedures allow the identification of kinship, teeth, and the bones themselves can tell as much about stress-caused labor as well about in urias and other pathologies. In this brief lecture, I shall focus on a few case studies from Carpathian Basin, which illustrate how new archaeological archaeometric analysis can provide more detailed answer to various questions raised in the course of traditional archaeological analysis, enabling the construction of alternative interpretation regarding the identity of individuals or community. There is increasing archaeological and historical evidence that during the initial triad of the 5th century, the remnants of the provincial Roman population and various barbaric groups settling in the province since the 380s had both buried their dead in the late antique cemeteries in Pannonia that were still in use in the forts along the limes. Earlier designated as a mixed civilization, the new communities occupying the chain of forts ensured of defense of the province of Pannonia even after the collapse of the Roman military and civil administration. The barbarian type finds are, without exception, the products of late Roman industry. The presence of barbarians is only indicated by a few brooches and vessels, as well as by unusual burial customs, such as the deposition of clams in the grave. Traditional archaeological methods are unsuitable for distinguishing between newcomers and local population. Reliable results can only be expected from molecular biology. The solitary grave found among the ruins of antique Murcella in Pannonia yielded a rich assortment of finds, most from late Roman products, such as large gray jug, small green glass cup, and handled copper cauldron. The clay jug and the glass cup would not be out of place in the burial of the late antique population, but the deposition of the cauldron reflects barbarian customs comparable to this to the burial with cauldrons in Eurasian steppe. The golden horse figure, probably the adornment of wooden carving, is also more in tune with barbarian customs. Those parallels point towards the Eurasian steppe. These artifacts raise the question of whether the individual buried in the grave came from the local population and had adopted certain barbarian customs, or whether he was an acculturated barbarian who had been laid to rest in a late antique milieu. This question is further complicated by the burial rite. A shaped sacrum and caudal vertebra lay between the feet of the deceased, and the cutlet tarsal was found by the right foot. While the latter might present food offering, the presence of sheep bones reflects a still living Eurasian steppean customs. The sheep sacra found in graves of the Avar period were part of the legacy of the communities of steppean ancestry. The grave goods and the burial rite would suggest that the grave represents the burial of individual of Eastern lineage. However, this question can only be securely resolved by the molecular biological analysis of the human skeletal remains, that is, Eastern origin. Although the grave goods from the burial in several newly established cemeteries in Pannonia appear to be wholly barbarian burial grounds owing to the dominance of the artifacts produced by barbarian craftsmen, brick graves suggesting the burial of the Romanized population also occur, as for example at Mösch. Of the 100 individuals interred in the Mösch cemetery, 15 had an artificially deformated skull, in indication that members of the local Romanized population had perhaps also adopted this custom. The identification of the local population and the determination of possible kinship relation can only be hoped from molecular biological analysis of the human skeletal remains. I had no information about your research in Hungary. Congratulations. It was very big surprise me, and I hope we can organize for you the bigger other part. did János Ódor. It will be a big result and big luck for the Hungarian archaeology. Congratulations for you. Between 2005 and 2010, there were 45 burials in the cemetery at the village of Szolád in the Langobardian period unearthed. The cemetery is situated about 5 kilometers south of Lake Balaton on a south-oriented less slope. The graves are supposed to represent the complete burial community. The preliminary stylistic and typochronological dates of the finds suggest the use of the cemetery between the central third and second half of the 6th century and are in accordance with the historically described settlement of the Langobards in this part of Pannonia between 526 and 568. You can see the map of the cemetery. 6 circular ditches surrounding one or two graves each were observed. It is a well-known phenomenon in the Merovingian world. Such features are known from the Moravia cemetery, Holubice, Holarski, Smolin, and Lužice, and in the Merovingian west. It is newly expected in Hungary. This is a leader of the community of graves of leader of the community of Szolád Langobard time population. This burial was 5 meter deep, and the man was with horse in the grave. The 5 meter deep grave with very interesting but well-knowing structure in the West Merovingian world. Unfortunately, the grave was rubbed, and we have found only few finds in this very deep grave. But there was a big surprise, the observation of rectangular trenches around two graves. Rectangular enclosures of the graves 4 and 5 are furthermore northwardly. While there are only few parallels in the west, in the former Roman provinces in Britannia and in Burgundia, in Britannia in Barton Farm in 7th century and in Burgundia in the cemetery of Saint Vit. They may point the Roman tradition, which would be local element at Szolád, as the site is situated with the former Roman province Pannonia. The focus is on the question of the relationship between the various cultures that occupied in the surroundings of the Lake Balaton in the 6th century, the immigrant Lombards on the one hand, and the long-established remaining Romanized population in the other hand. 11 graves have straight walls, while the remaining 3/4 are so-called ledge graves that have ledge in their side walls on which wooden beams were placed to cover the chest like or 3 coffins. The average grave depth 2.5 meters with maximum 5 meters and the minimum of less than on 1 meter, maintained to be buried in deeper graves than women and children. The analysis of the grave structures clearly indicates that the Lombards were in no way as uniform population as the most distribution maps or cemetery typology would suggest. In addition to the grave forms show native Roman influences in the links to the earliest Romanized culture that are also evident among individual finds and assemblage of grave goods at Szolád. The results of the bioarchaeometric and archaeological investigations at the cemetery of Szolád are supporting examples of the hypothesis of short-term presence of the Langobards in Pannonia. According to the premise of settlements for less than one generation before migrating to Italy, all adult individuals should be non-local to the site. The specific distribution of strontium isotope data of males and females and subadults contradict permanent settlement at a single location over multiple generations and the long-term subsistence on resources of a limited and constant catchment area. Although the insufficient spatial resolution of strontium isotope data hinders an identification of distinct birthplaces, all data point to the occupation of the cemetery by heterogeneous group and contradict assumption of the Langobards as being closed population with limited contact and exchange with other contemporary gentes. Heterogeneity and influence from several European regions is, for instance, supported by the grave forms that include ledge graves and those with the straight walls, some of which being surrounded by rectangular or round ditches. The stylistic heterogeneity of the grave goods, such as brooches or weaponry, revealed parallels to Central Germany, Moravia, and Bohemia, and also indicates possible representatives of a Roman population of Pannonia that preceded the Langobardian settlers. However, this archaeological indication for cultural inhomogeneity do not directly correlate with the varied strontium isotope relation of human tooth enamel, indicating that the group who established the cemetery accommodated individuals of diverse origins and cultural backgrounds. The genetic heterogeneity of characteristic Central European mitochondrial DNA haplogroups and few individuals with haplotypes that occur rarely among modern and prehistoric Central Europe populations are in agreement with the Lombards not necessarily being a close reproductive community, but rather a partnership of convenience that resembled variant Germanic types. Finally, the large within groups variation of the stable carbon and nitrogen stable isotope data of bone collagen is also in agreement with group heterogeneity and movement which accounted for food consumption from diverse agricultural plots and that included varying shares of animal products. This goes along with sex-specific patterns that are caused by higher nitrogen values of some men of men in comparison to women and children, which point to social inequality as being reflected in preferred access of men to the animal-derived foodstuffs. All archaeological and biometric data support a short-term occupation of the Solite Cemetery. The study reveals an example of a coming and going of the Lombards in Pannonia, which served as a melting pot of various cultural traditions and illuminates the role of population dynamics during the European migration period. In the Avar period, the Avar period is characterized by custom accessoires representing a colorful range of cultural traditions and amulets, however extreme caution must be exercised when interpreting the distribution of these artifacts because the deposition of these objects in the graves could depend in many different factors such as local and regional varieties or range of the particular workshop, and some may have been prestige gifts. Avarians moved to the Carpathian Basin from Inner and Central Asia, Mongolia, Altai, Mustins, Kazakhstan, and partly from the East European steppe. The appearance of Avarians in the Carpathian Basin is marked by shallow so-called sacrificial pits without human or animal remains, but connected with the cult of the dead, votive deposit pits of Turkish type, which contain spears, bridles, and styropes, and by the presence of Eastern type burials with a horse harness and handmade vessels with four knobs in the rim. Warriors with niche dug into the short side of the grave pit appearing in the Tisa Valley, and burials of part of horses and other animals shows East European nomadic tradition. Eurasian spread of these burials custom and objects marks the place of origin and the route of migration of the Avarians. Elements reflecting the tradition of Inner Asian nomads, such as sacrificial find, can be distinguished in the heritage of the Avars arriving to the Carpathian Basin with nomadic accoutrements, as can the tradition of Eastern European nomads reflects by the niche graves and partial animal burials. The graves of the Avarian elite buried with gold-mounted spurs come to light in the Danube-Theiss interfluve, suggesting that the Kagan seats lay in this region. The examination of skeletal remains from some of these graves indicated the individuals can be assigned to the Siano-Mongolid anthropological type. We know that in nomadic empires, the most important leaders all come from the members of the Kagan family, and thus it is hardly surprising that the elite represents the same physical anthropological type. However, the kinship relation between these individuals can only be clarified by more accurate biological analysis. In this Duna-Tisa interfluve was distributed a lot of many sword from Eastern type with the golden sheds, and that was the center of the Kagans, center of the power in the time of Avar. It was discussed in the few years ago of if the grave of Kund Babony Kagan or not, but golden sheets of diadem or headband was from Søren Stark identified in this Kund Babony grave, and Søren Stark collected the Inner Asian mostly from analogies of this regalia, and we can identify in the grave of Kund Babony Noli as a Kagan grab. And the Kagan have a scepter with the bird shape ending, and the scepter was found in the Malaya Pereshchepina grave in Ukraine. But this Avarian elite from Inner Asia recreated its identity in the new political and social and economic milieu. In the archaeological records, this is reflected by the customs of wearing belts adorned with Byzantine type moons. The pressure for the display of status of the Byzantine style was so strong in Avar society that it even misled researchers, who believed that the fashion born in the Carpathian Basin represented Avar culture. The new artifacts made in the Byzantine style won't be the non-local Avar newcomers, and regarded the archaeological heritage of the local population made up of Germanic people and remnants of the Romanized population as alien elements. The Germanic male and female customs of the Merovingian period differed substantially from the Byzantinizing fashion adopted by the Avars. The Germanic female customs of the Avar period included hairpins, disc brooches, ornate pendants, amulet capsules, and shoe moons. The male customs comprised three or four parts belts, as well as Weimerting and Civezzano type weapon belts. The distribution of these customs in eastern Transdanubia, in the middle Tisa region and Transylvania outlines the region occupied by the probably Germanic communities and military retinues with the Merovingian culture during the Avar period. The assumed Gepidic, Lombard, and Western Germanic ancestry of these communities can only be conclusively proven by molecular biological analysis. The population groups with Romanized culture of the Avar period, abundant in the custom of interring their dead without any grave goods, the general practice in the Mediterranean during the 4th and 6th centuries, perhaps to emphasize their identity. The archaeological heritage of this population has been identified in the late antique centres such as Kesthei, Tats Gorzium, and Pech Sopiane, and their broader area, however, reliable method is still lacking for identifying the Romanized population in the Avar cemeteries of Transdanubia, of the territory of former province, Roman province Pannonia. The artifacts deposited in the burials of this community include Western Mediterranean and Alpine Adriatic types, such as disc brooches, bird brooches, and basket earrings. The use of these jewelry items is proof for the survival of the local late antique population, which had preserved and continued to maintain its traditional contacts with the Carpathian, with the Christian population of the southeastern Alps and northern Italy and Dalmatia. This late antique population mediated various Western Mediterranean jewelry and artifacts type and their manufacturing techniques, as well as the spiritual values of antique traditions and Christianity to the barbarians people, the Lombards and Avars, living in the Carpathian Basin. The same period saw the appearance of new Eastern Mediterranean and Byzantine costume accessories, such as bird-headed hairpins and Byzantine brooches with returned foot, reflecting a new network of contacts. The written sources record that tens of thousands of people from the Balkanic Byzantine provinces had been resettled by the Avars in the Carpathian Basin, explaining the appearance of the material and spiritual culture of the Eastern Mediterranean common folk. The strontium isotope analysis of the human skeletal remains from the cemetery by the Fennec Pusta, Kesthei Fort, demonstrated the presence of individuals of Balkanic origins. The archaeological and the it was identified in the last time some jewelry and some object from Balkanic origins that is not elite culture, that is a culture of common peoples. And this material culture was in the Lombard time not distributed in Pannonia. And perhaps these finds can show the newly resettled population by the Avars. The late antique center was a multicultural center in Pannonia, and not only Romans and but Germans, Western origins was settled here. The archaeological finds also suggest the presence of Western or Northern European individuals. One case in point is the burial of women with Baltic brooch type found in cemetery of the early Avar period at Tats. The technological traits of the brooch indicate that it was made locally and perhaps show this object's marriage contact and perhaps original prototype was find in Pannonia. The different individuals and the communities with different geographic and cultural background of the early Avar period will be examined using molecular biology as a part of larger research project in order to gain better understanding of their origins, their lifestyles, their coexistence, their society, and their culture. In the 6th century, the Avar elite firmly cemented the peoples of the Carpathian Basin and ensured that the Avars were a force to be reconquered within Europe. The emergence of a uniform material culture in the Avar Khaganate by the close of the 7th century, expressing the unity of the Avar political organization as an inadequate reflection of the swiftness and the success of the acculturation process in former Pannonia. Thank you very much.